That's love. You need eyes, Paul? Here. Have mine. Or I guess it would be more like, here. Eyeballs. I can't. I'm sorry. But I that's true. He said, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me. Verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. My need goes beyond food, and I've learned to be content in any state, right? I want to be that way. I don't know, because I haven't, like I said, abounded, but I've abounded. I've had abundance. I consider it. I've never made more than, I think, back a couple, back in the 90s, I had two jobs once, and I did make more than that, but I'm not going to talk about my income, but I've never gotten, let me put it this way. In the past 10 years, or let's say make it 9, whatever, or so, I've never made more than 40,000 in a single year. In fact, I've had years where I made just over $10,000. And, with 6 children and all that, Yeah. But you know what? I don't feel like I haven't suffered. People help me out, and I don't know, somehow we made it, right? I feel like I abound. And the good years when I make, more than that, which is technically considered poverty in this country, which to me is like, your poverty level is set way too high. Okay, I'm thankful it is set where it is anyways, I guess. Still, even though I'm technically an impoverished person, I don't feel like I'm in poverty. I feel rich. I got a house I live in. I mean, I'm paying, the bank owns it, But I'm allowed a place to live and pay for it, and I've got enough to eat, clothes on my back. I guess the things beyond that, it's like I don't have a lot of needs. But the thing is, when people are all filled with covetousness and they want, I need a big screen TV. Oh, I got to have a big screen plasma HD TV. Blah, 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 with TiVo and blue, or whatever, and Blu-ray. And, I can have all that stuff. Oh, they came out with Blu-ray. Now I gotta get all my favorite movies in Blu-ray. You just wait till Blu-ray is trash. And it's all in the garbage, just like, you can go down to Salvation Army and you can pick up records for 5 cents a piece. They used to cost people $10. Or cassettes that used to cost 15. Maybe less than that. I think it was about $10 for cassettes back in the day when I was getting cassettes. Or CDs that were 15. Now they're MP3s. You buy over online and all that. All these formats go away, and then they bring out new things, and you gotta have the new thing, the latest thing. Some of the things are a real blessing. I really have been blessed by having an iPod, Someday I want to do like podcasts and stuff like that, and bless other people with them. And you think about it, relatively speaking, some of those gadgets are very low cost, I mean, I got a cell phone. That's what I mean. It's like, I feel like a rich man. I've got a cell phone, a computer. I got a little iPod, and it's just one of those nano iPods, right? But I think it's great. I've got all kinds of other modern comforts. I've got a radio. I've got phone. I'm just kind of looking around in my office. I got a microphone here. I've got this audio thing for my computer. I've got a keyboard. I've got 2 guitars. I've got VCR, DVD player, all this stuff. I'm almost ashamed It's like I can't talk about suffering want. I tell you, people in our country, they suffer want. They want so many things. I'm suffering. Why? Well, I want. I want. I want. I want. God shall supply all our needs according to his riches. Oh, yes. I'm not going to wax eloquent about, you know, the prosperity gospel and all that nonsense. I would hope that anyone that studied with me for any short period of time would probably figure out real quick that I believe in the gospel of affliction. Meaning, God's riches, you know he's going to supply? I need to suffer to be like Jesus Christ. God is going to supply my need. Hallelujah. I need to have in my body the marks of Christ. You know, torture maybe. Hallelujah. God's going to supply all my needs. Verse 20. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Verse 20-21 is like the P.S. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they which are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now, that could be like, you know, it might have been, doesn't necessarily mean you know, his family. It could mean his family. It means the people in his house. It could be slaves, you know. The gospel had a lot of, you know, because it was to bond and free, and to slave and master. Now the slave is more likely to hear, because the slave understands bondage. They hear the gospel. That's why a lot of, I think, African Americans became very, the Christianity is very strong among them. Because they came, because of the bondage in which they came to this country, and the sore bondage, the terrible bondage. So it's not like the slavery they had in Rome. I mean, you were a slave, and then your children were slaves, and you couldn't, you know, and even if you got to be free, it was like you were, you know, you're always looked at as like, you know, less than human. Because it's like, that's the way the world was. Among many people, at least among the greater society, you know. You know, point is,